T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's start the show.
Why not start the weekend off with a nice cold beer?
I love a beer. Thank you.
Did you know today is International Beer Day?
You like beer?
Me love beer.
Beer, 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 beer.
From IPAs to stouts to porters and ales.
I mean, I love beer.
Sure feels like beer o'clock.
It's beer o'clock. I'm buying.
Why celebrate today, though?
It's International Beer Day.
Cheers.
Hey, there he is, the human basset hound. Chris Wallace is on Fox this afternoon. They're talking about the negotiations between the Dems and Republicans over the COVID relief bill. You can't make this stuff up. I saw a soundbite with Pelosi a while ago, and she said, well, we're willing to negotiate. Just yesterday, we said, it will come down a trillion if you'll come up a trillion. What is that, Common Core math? We'll come down a trillion if you'll come up a trillion. You can't make this stuff up. She actually said that. Well, it is Friday, and it took you long enough to get here, but here it is. Which means, of course, we are getting underway with the TGIF edition, the Allskate, here on the Bobby Mac Show, a.k.a. the Friday free-for-all. This is the one day of the week where, whether I have broached a subject or not, if it is of import to you, go for it.
Oh, you can't make that stuff up.
No, you can't. You can't. I was telling my baby doll, Brenda, about that, and she said, what is she, the female Biden? Yeah, both of them with equivalent brain power. Significant right, wattage that probably, what was that?
All right, Dan.
Yeah. Significant brain power that couldn't light a flashlight. So here we go, getting underway. And as I said, whatever you want to talk about today is fair game. Here is how you get in touch. Just grab the phone and call me using the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307, and my email address, bob@1063word.com. We begin today. Moneypenny, see if you can find an instrumental version of Anchors Away. I think I have one in the files there somewhere in my music files, in the patriotic music files. Because we're going to need it coming up, because I'm about to salute the individuals who run the Navy SEAL Museum. It is a fantastic museum. There's another great museum. You ever get down to Florida, the National Navy SEAL Museum is in Fort Pierce, all right? And not far away at Pensacola, you will find the Naval Air Museum, which is also incredible. But it is the Navy SEAL Museum that is my topic of discourse for today. Now, those of you may have been listening to the program for a while may know that I have a connection to a lot of friends who are now retired. I don't have any active SEAL friends. Well, I know of a couple of young guys. I don't really know them. They are from this area, though, and both of them are serving in the teams right now. Their dad lives out here in Greer, and I bumped into him one day, and we were talking because I happened to be wearing a SEAL team hat that day, and we not that I was ever a Navy SEAL. Don't confuse me with having been a Navy SEAL. All right. But I was wearing the hat that was gifted to me, and so the topic came up. So at the Navy SEAL Museum, they have all kinds of memorabilia going all the way back to the Frogman days, the UDT, Underwater Demolition Team days, of the beginning of the Navy then referred to as Frogmen. And it's a fabulous museum. They also, as a fundraiser, do demonstrations, all right? Well, they did a demonstration at some point in time. I'm not sure when this happened. And people come and they watch the SEALs go through various exercises that they perform, one of which is having the canines that go out with the teams do their jobs. And in some of these exercises, they will have a live human who is all padded up, who will be jumped by one of the canines. And in others, they use dummies. All right? So they had a dummy, and they sent the canine to attack it. The dummy had been very appropriately, in my estimation, been dressed in a San Francisco 49ers football jersey. Can you guess which former 49ers player jersey it was? And if you said Colin Kaepernick, go to the head of the class. So they had the canine attack a dummy wearing a Colin Kaepernick jersey. Now, I don't know if somebody circulated this on social media because he thought it was funny, as I do, or because, and I doubt that you're going to find, it's possible, I guess it's some lefty saw this, you know, and said, oh, that's horrible, that's terrible, we must report this to the Pentagon, blah, blah, blah. Well, the whole thing got blown up the chain of command. And as a result, the Navy SEALs, this according to the website InsideHook.com, the Navy SEALs are suspending their support of the National Navy SEAL Museum over videos that surfaced recently, which were taken at an event at the Fort Pierce, Florida Museum last year. The video circulating on social media showed dogs attacking a mannequin wearing a Colin Kaepernick jersey. I can't even say it without laughing. During a demonstration at the museum, which is not directly overseen by the military, all right? This is a private foundation that owns and runs the National Navy SEAL Museum. In another video, after Navy SEALs and Navy SEAL dogs throw down on the Kaepernick dummy for not standing during the national anthem, you can hear the man moaning something like, oh man, I will stand. Quote, each and every one of us serves to protect our fellow Americans, all Americans. Even the perception that our commitment to serving the men and women of the nation is applied unevenly is destructive, says Rear Admiral Colin Green in a letter to unit members on Monday. This went out to the teams. We will revisit our relationship with the museum when I am convinced that they've made the necessary changes to ensure this type of behavior does not happen again. In the letter, which was provided to the Disassociated Press by a service member under the condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to reveal it, Admiral Green also said the SEALs are linked to the museum, even though it is an independent nonprofit organization that does not employ DOD workers, Department of Defense. We may not have contributed to the misperception in this case, but we suffer from it and will not allow it to continue. And all I can say is, sick 'em, boy. Go Seals. It's funny. Now, the Admiral, you know, he's got to do what's politically correct here because it's out in social media. So I'm not going to come down too hard on him. And in fact, he may have been writing that memo tongue-in-cheek anyway. But in any event, I thought it was amusing, to say the least. 16 after 3 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Friday free-for-all is underway. We'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, twins, by the way. I don't think I mentioned that. The family from here in Taylor's have two young men who are serving in the teams right now. They're twins. They're Smurf seals, by the way, meaning they're about my size. Because at BUDS, the basic underwater demolition school, the boat crews are put together by height, because you don't want somebody my size on one end of the zebra or whatever they happen to be carrying, and the other guy who's 6'6" at the other end. So they're put together by height. Anyway, as a texter points out, Bobby, just when you thought seals couldn't get any cooler. Friday free-for-all, so let's get right to the phones, beginning with Diane, who is in Simpsonville. Hello, Di. How are you today? Diane, you there? Apparently we lost Diane. I tell you what, we'll put her on hold there, Money Penny, and we'll bring in Brad and start there and see if we can reconnect with Diane. Brad, who is in Greenville. Hi, Brad, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Bobby Mac, how you doing?
So far, so good.
So far, so good. Hey, yeah, you know, I'm 50 years old, and when I was a teenager, I saw an interview with Ronald Reagan and, I want to say, Dan Rather, one of those guys from that era, and just remember how reverent, you know, that interview was and how respectful mm-hmm. they were when they were speaking with him. And, then, you know, this recent interview that Trump had with a reporter, I don't know the reporter's name, but it was when he said it is what it is, and how irreverent this guy was with the president and just didn't have any respect for him at all, kept interrupting him. And, you know, the office, you know, no matter who's in there, there's a lot of presidents I don't care for. I don't like everything Trump does.
Right.
But just the lack of respect for Trump, and that office demands that respect. And that, I just wanted to speak out and just say how disgusted I was with that interview.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate the call, Brad. And you're right. You know, and actually it was kind of rather that sort of started us down this road. Way back when President Nixon was doing an event, I believe it was in Houston, the president was speaking, and it was on national TV, and Rather was interviewing him, and President Nixon called on Rather, who had been highly critical of President Nixon, as CBS News was through the Watergate era. And when Nixon called on Dan Rather by name, there was a scattering of applause in the crowd. And in response to that applause, President Nixon said, and he sort of brought this on himself, he sort of invited it. He said, "Are you running for something, Mr. Rather?" And Rather replied somewhat insolently, "No, sir, are you?" You know, and it's been downhill ever since. And we know just how vile and despicable the left can be with their use of profanity on a routine basis. And so it's unsurprising. This guy from Axios, AXIOS, the lefty website. I don't even know why they agreed to have an interview conducted, because you know what you're going to get when you invite these people in. But it is pretty sad and indicative that we have slumped to that point. I think Diane's phone dropped out there momentarily, but I believe she is back now in Simpsonville. Hi, Di. How are you today?
I am okay. And okay. I was so looking forward to being the first one on Free For All Friday.
Well, we'll just make believe you are.
Yeah. So when you're talking about the Navy SEALs video,
yes.
The only thing I could think of originally was Butthurt Lives Matter.
It's just too bad the real thing wasn't available.
Well, the interesting thing is, and I've been thinking about this since yesterday,
mm-hmm.
is that so Trump goes dark and has said he's going dark for a while.
Apparently.
While Nazi Piglosi has attended a presidential succession meeting, which I found interesting because this was back to back. And apparently, from listening to Mark Levin, she is not automatically in line.
No.
The House has to vote on that.
Right. And that is correct. The House votes for president in the event that the outcome in the Electoral College has not been decided by Inauguration Day. The House votes for president. The Senate votes for vice president. And in the event, that the House ends up in a tie or otherwise stymied and can't come up and name the next president, if the Senate names the next vice president, then that individual would be the acting president until it's all settled.
Which is very complicated for the libtard mind. They can't grasp that.
Right. Yeah, they just automatically assume, well, as you call her, Nancy Piglosi, we'll become the
yes.
next president, and what do you know? Unicorns will be dancing in fields of gold, and COVID-19 will vanish over the horizon and be gone. You know the whole litany, right?
Yeah, but you know what, Bob? I think in terms of this, with what Piglosi said, this is their second deep state coup, dangerously deep state coup, which is why I think he dropped dark
mm-hmm.
against him.
Yeah.
The first one being where Pelosi and her family were going to go to Afghanistan. Who takes their family there? and they got stopped on the bus 30 minutes before they were going to leave.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first part. But before even all of that, there was traitorous, seditionist, treasonous behavior.
and has been in that party for decades. Ted Kennedy flew over to the old Soviet Union to have a confab with their leader at the time. I don't even remember who which Soviet thug was in charge at the time, but met with him to discuss, and look it up, trust me on this, or as Limbaugh says, don't doubt me, to discuss what Ted Kennedy and the Democrats could do in this country to help the Soviets to defeat Ronald Reagan.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. And so now you've got Joe, creepy, sniffing hair. Did you notice he never snipped a black person's hair?
Yeah.
I didn't mean that. But
curious.
He's in the basement, and I don't know if anybody else noticed this, but there are times when I see that he's got an earpiece, and somebody is telling him what to say.
Right, and he can't get it straight even at that. About this business of, you know, Pelosi and the line of succession and all that, I had a story yesterday. The Democrats have already run their own private war games where they had four different election scenarios on what they would do in the event that with all this mail-in voting, if that happens, we end up with something like, you know, the hanging chads in Florida and it goes to the Supreme Court or whatever. And John Podesta, who's a power in the Democrat Party, actually played the role of Biden during those little war games they conducted. So, yeah, they're thinking seriously about this. Thanks for the call, Di.
Of course.
You were the leadoff batter, by the way. Yeah. Well, we'll just pretend. 3:31, news is next, and I'm right back on the other side. More of your calls upcoming here on the Bobby Mac Show. The president responding to Biden and his comments about African-Americans and how they're nothing but a monolith. They don't have any individuality whatsoever. And so now there's more back and forth between the two. We'll share all this with you as we press on here on Friday on WORD.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio, not the group, Steppenwolf never made it into the Hall of Fame, but did you know individual songs are voted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as well? Yeah. And that one, Born to be Wild, is in there. 3:39 now here in the Bobby Mac Show. Back to the phones we go. Thanks for patiently waiting. Ken in Wyman is next up. Hi, Ken, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Bobby, I called to ruin your day. I want to talk about Lindsey Graham.
My favorite politician.
Well, listen, I know how you feel. I feel the same way. But we cannot allow the Democrats to buy that seat.
Agreed.
We got to hold the Senate. How many of the races are really tight? Do you know?
There are probably five or six that are going to be interesting. I'll put it that way.
Uh-huh. Because I think in Alabama, I think we're going to get that seat back with Tuberville.
Yeah, yeah, I suspect so. And he's he's not one of my favorite guys either, because he's a proven liar. But, you know, he's the liar we've got, and like Lindsay, he's the liar that we need, sadly.
Yeah, yeah, we can't lose all of them. They're gonna sit us out on the side of the road. We're all gonna be very sad.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if they even would dispense with us in that fashion. They might do that after we were sent to the re-education camp. So we think they're
right. Yeah, and they probably think I need that now, Bobby. I hope you have a good weekend, buddy.
Thank you, Ken. I hope you do too. Enjoy. It's gonna be hot, but hey, you know, it's August in the South. Orlando is next up. He is in Simpsonville. Big O, how are you today, sir?
We're great in the land of the free, in the home of the brave.
Yeah, the land of the free because of the brave.
Of the brave, yes. Hey, I just wanted to say the week after July 4th, mm-hmm. I just got a hankering to go see Mama. She's got congestive heart failure, and I wanted to check on her.
Right.
And so I went and cleaned the car, and I listened to the sermon online. But I drove home from Simpsonville through Hickory Tavern to Greenwood. And, man, I've never seen more American flags and cutouts of soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
And every small church, it was packed.
Right.
I mean, it was like – and I just think that the Democrats are in for a rude surprise if they think we're going to give up our way of life and hand it over to anarchy. We're just not going to do that, Bobby Mack.
No.
There's not enough idiots around to vote for Biden and that crew who want to systematically change America. Remember when Obama's administration said that?
Mm-hmm.
And they've taken the opportunity of COVID to try to fundamentally change America.
Yep.
You know, that's what they're doing.
Fundamentally transform America was what he said. And I agree, Big O. And I'm sure that some of what you saw was a reflection of the time frame around America's Independence Day, but also it shows the bubbling under that the media not only refuses to tell you about, but tamps down whenever it rears its, to them, ugly head, because they don't want like-minded individuals, patriotic, freedom-loving Americans, to believe that there are millions of other people out there who agree with them and not with the jackbooted thugs in Antifa, the racists in BLM, the Marxists in BLM, and all the rest of the progressive Marxist agenda that they're pushing.
Hey, Bobby Mac, in the Trump America, I was out of work, furloughed on the 14th of March, got hired May 11th. I worked more than the full-time respiratory therapist at my hospital in Columbia, mm-hmm. and I was able to save enough money to take my family on a normal vacation to Hilton Head. Man, we had an awesome time. I have a beautiful alabaster wife with blue eyes, and I have beautiful biracial children. You know what? I didn't have a bit of trouble. I met the friendliest people.
Yep.
I met a guy I always meet on the beach. I mean, this racism nonsense is nonsense. There was a bunch of families from Michigan and Ohio down in Hilton Head last week. But,
mm-hmm.
man, we had a blast. We rode bikes. We socially distanced at the restaurant. I ate one of my favorite places, the Low Country Cafe. Had a great time from the Hilton Head Vacations, Inc., HHVA.com, because Robert, the property manager, helped me out with the air conditioning issue that we had in the bedroom.
Yeah, and you need that.
Sent two of my brothers out there, and we talked about the Trump America,
mm-hmm.
and how wonderful it is to have him as president. And we agreed. We didn't look the same, but they were my brothers. They came and fixed my air conditioning, man. My first day, we had a wonderful time. Man, this is America, and we're going to continue to be free. But, Bobby Mac, you can't sit on the sidelines with this election.
Nope.
We all got to be in NASA suits to vote on election day. We got to vote. And then for the backup plan, we got to have our Bibles in the left hand and our rifles in the right. Because they're going to try to steal this election because they can't win it, honestly, man. They can't.
Yeah.
America is doing too good.
Yeah, that,
they can't win it, honestly.
No, they can't. And they know that. And that's why they depend so much on activist judges ruling in their favor. That's why they depend so much on the media pushing their agenda. And you know, if you want to find the real racist here, and they're going back and forth on this right now, take the remarks that Biden said yesterday or day before, whichever it was, that essentially You know, you talk about Hispanics. Boy, Hispanics, you know, they're really diverse as a group. But African Americans, with rare exception, I think it was the way he put it, or not. So according to the way Joe Biden sees things, Ben Carson and Reverend Al are exactly the same, right? Walter Williams and Louis Farrakhan are also birds of a feather. This is the most racist, ridiculous stuff I ever heard in my life.
Man, but that's who the left are, man. They yeah. are. And let me, you know, I was listening to Rush today because I'm listening to my man. It lowers my blood pressure to listen to Rush Limbaugh. So
yeah,
I was listening
right.
to Rush. I was listening to Rush, and let me tell you a prediction, because, you know, my president makes a lot of predictions. But here, Trump's going to get 30% of the Hispanic vote, if not more. He's
yep.
going to get 20% of the black vote, if not more. Because nobody's that stupid, man. Nobody's drinking that Kool-Aid anymore. I'm
no.
just telling you. It's not
no.
stupid, because we like being free. We like going to church on Sundays. Because if the strip clubs and abortion clinics can be open so can churches. You know, we got to vote if we want to pray. We got to vote if we want to have sports in our country. We got to vote if we want to get back to the normal way of life. As a frontline healthcare worker, I can tell you the most dangerous thing, Bobby Matt, is not COVID. It's the disruption of our normal way of life. And we got to do whatever it takes to get back to going to football games, baseball games, shopping, loving on each other, and going to grandma on Sunday for apple pie.
Yeah,
I'm telling
well,
you, we got to
well,
get back to our normal way of life.
Preach it, brother, and let everybody know between now and November 3rd, right?
I will do it, man.
I appreciate it. Always good to talk to you,
Big
O. Hey,
take care of yourself, Bobby Mack.
You too. Glad
take
you had a good vacation. I forgot to ask. How is your mom doing?
She's doing much better, Bobby Mack. We got her meds fixed up, and so her congestive heart failure, and she beat the odds. She was given a hospice diagnosis 2 years ago, and Lucille's still kicking.
Wow. Good for her. Glad to hear it. We'll keep her in our prayers. Thanks, Big O. Always good to hear from you, my friend. 14
yes.
before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back. 3:51 now, 9 before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. I don't say that Biden is a racist lightly. The guy has a legacy of saying racist things. And I don't want to sound like the left, and, you know, everybody that comes down the pike, you call him a leftist. But what else would you say about a guy who in 1977, and I'm in the same zip code as Trump and Biden, so I remember these things when they happen. 1977, hot button issue, desegregation and the busing of kids to schools for the purposes of desegregation. What does Senator from Delaware, Joe Biden, say? Let me quote him for you. Unless we do something about this, my children are going to grow up in a jungle. The jungle being a racial jungle, with tensions having built so high that it is going to explode at some point. We have got to make some move on this. End quote. What kind of move do you think he had in mind? To the phones we go. Kathy is next up and is in Greenville. Hi, Kathy, and welcome to the Friday Free-for-All.
Hi, Bobby Mack. Thank you so much for your terrific show.
Thank you.
I'm calling because when I first saw the Harrison commercial, I looked at the bottom to see who sponsored it, and it was sponsored by him, for him, approved by him. And no party was mentioned. And I thought, well, he sounds like he might be a Republican, but that doesn't quite make sense.
Yeah.
And maybe he's an independent. And I'm not really sure. I was so confused. And I thought, he's saying some really good things here. So I went online, and I went to his website. And, it opened with this darling little, it was about him learning to read from comic books. And it turned pages. It was a little video. Very, it made you have to watch. I had to see the whole thing.
A touchy-feely, pushing your emotional buttons kind of thing.
Absolutely. And getting your attention to actually read what he was saying.
Right.
And I thought, well, he must be a Republican. But maybe he's a libertarian. I'm not sure.
Could be. Yeah.
So I'm still looking and looking. And Bobby Mack, this is what really got to me. I never saw the word Democrat on his website page anywhere.
Nor will you
I had to actually go to another location to find out that he was the Democrat.
Right.
And this is so underhanded. And I mean, such deceptive marketing, it really is troublesome to me.
Yeah, and I understand why. And that's why when you see his TV commercials, you also will never hear the word Democrat. Democrat and Jamie, those words together, Democrat and Jamie Harrison, are unlikely to ever collide in the same sentence. And it's symptomatic. It's symptomatic of the way the left will lie. They will lie outright with commission, but they also will lie with omission, as in
omission.
This case.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. Indeed. And this is a little bit off, Bobby, but I'm hoping you'll let me read a very short excerpt from a speech Lincoln gave, which I think says it all. It says why Obama loved Lincoln. This is from 1938, young man's Lyceum address.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, at what point shall we expect the approach of danger? By what means shall we fortify against it? Shall we expect some transatlantic military giant to step the ocean and crush us at a blow? Never. It cannot come from abroad. If destruction be our lot, we ourselves must be its author and finisher. As a nation of free men, we must live through all times or die by suicide. And to me, this says it all.
Yeah.
They are truly trying to implode America and take away our beautiful, beautiful country from us. And I'm so afraid of election fraud. If the election is fair, I don't see how President Trump can't prevail. He loves America, and we love him for it. But I'm so afraid of the fraud. I am so afraid of the corruption. And I hope you can comment on that part, because I'll tell you, I think that's what we're all so afraid of.
Yeah, understandably. Thank you very much, Kathy, and thanks for sharing those oh-too-true words of warning, because they're very accurate. I also, as I mentioned, the Democrats doing these war games where they have run four different scenarios on how they would respond and react and be proactive in the event that a victor for the presidency is not decided by Inauguration Day in January. And I know that, they have down to a science, ballot harvesting, mail-in voting, all of the ways in which they can go about trying to upset a legitimate electoral process. And yet, I keep thinking back to the old axiom that's been around for as long as politics, which is, it's hard to steal a landslide. And I still see that landslide on the horizon. Hour number one has zipped on past. Second hour of the Bobby Mack Show and the Friday free-for-all is on the way, and more callers on the other side as we wrap up the work week here on Friday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.